أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وداود وسليمان إذ يحكمان في الحرف إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم وكنا لحكمهم شاهدين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. Allah azza wa jal made mention of the dua that he made, and Allah spoke of how his community and his people who had rejected him for over 1,000 years had suffered the consequences of their rejection and the evil deeds that they had practiced. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us in the next ayah, which is ayah number 78 of Surah Anbiya, of two more great Anbiya and messengers of Allah, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam and Nabi Sulaiman. Sulaiman alayhi salam was the son of Dawood alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to relate to the ummah an incident that had taken place in the life of these two great prophets of Allah. Allah says, wa Dawood wa Sulaiman. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember and mention to them the Nabi Dawood and Sulaiman. إِذْ يَحْكُمَانِ فِي الْحَرْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the two of them adjudicated regarding the tillage, they had passed judgment and they had attended to a case that was pertaining to a certain crop that was growing on a person's field. Now what is the incident? There were two people who belonged to the same community. The one person, he owned land, and on the land he had some crops. And the other person, he owned a flock of animals, goats or sheep. What happened is, one night, these animals, they wandered into this person's field. And at night they got into there and they damaged all the crops. So in the morning, the two of them came to the court of Dawood alayhi salam, the father of Sulaiman. And they presented the case to him. He adjudicated in the case and he passed the judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that incident. Allah says, wa Dawood wa Sulaiman idh yahkumani fil harb. When the two of them, father and son, adjudicated in the tillage, إِذْ نَفَشَتْ فِيهِ غَنَمُ الْقَوْمِ. Which tillage? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the crop or the tillage, the land in which the animals of the people had wandered, grazing, they wandered into that land and they completely destroyed it. Allah uses the word نَفَشَتْ. نَفَشَتْ means when animals, they get into a land or they wander into the land at night, and they completely destroy the land by consuming whatever is growing on that land. وَكُنَّا لِحُكْمِهِمْ شَاهِدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we were present at the time of the adjudication. At the time when the judgment was passed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we were present. In other words, we heard the judgment and we observed the judgment that was passed by Dawood. So Dawood alayhi salam, he was the judge at the time and he adjudicated over the case and he passed a judgment. فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but we made Sulaiman understand the correct judgment. So Dawood alayhi salam passed a judgment, but it was religiously, from a jurisprudence point of view, it was the correct judgment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Sulaiman alayhi salam to develop and to gain a different understanding of the case. So when they came to Dawood alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam asked the person who owned the animals, is this really what happened? He acknowledged and he confessed, yes, my animals wandered away at night and they destroyed this person's crops. So Dawood alayhi salam asked the person, the owner of the animal, what is the value of this animal? And they found that the value of the animal was similar to the value of the crop. So Dawood alayhi salam, he passed the ruling, he said, all the animals must be given over to the owner of the land. And that was, religiously, it was correct. The two of them were happy and they were satisfied with the judgment of Sulaiman, Dawood alayhi salam, but of course, the one person was going to lose all his animals. So as they were exiting the court, Sulaiman alayhi salam, the son of Dawood, was entering the court. And he met the two men and he asked them that what was the issue, what was the case that was discussed in front of my father. They said this was the issue and this was the judgment. So Sulaiman alayhi salam made a comment. He said, if I were to adjudicate over this case, and if I were to pass a ruling, my ruling would have been different to the ruling of my father. And then he entered into the court and he went in front of his father, Sulaiman alayhi salam. He came before Dawood and he said, oh my father, this is the ruling that you have passed, this is the judgment that you have laid down. I would have had a different ruling, and I would have passed a different judgment. So his father asked him what was the judgment, and what did he understand? So he said, I will ask the person who owned the animal to hand over his animal to the owner of the field, but not give him possession thereof. He can use it, benefit from it. Use it, benefit from those animals, whatever milk they produce, whatever wool they produce, whatever fiber they produce, he may take all the benefit. And I will ask the person of the land to hand over his land to the owner of the animal. And that person must now cultivate that land. And he must bring that land to its original state. Once the land is brought back to its original condition, they can then return each other's possession to the other. So Sulaiman alayhi salam, or Dawood alayhi salam, was quite surprised. And he was quite pleased with the understanding that was granted to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And the two men were called back, and the judgment and the ruling was changed in order to accommodate the ruling of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And in this way, both of them were benefiting, and nobody was really losing much. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَفَهَمْنَاهَا Sulaiman. We allowed Sulaiman to understand the more correct and suitable judgment. وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. Allah said, and to each one of them, we have given حُكْمًا, we spoke of this, wisdom and knowledge, both. Knowledge must be coupled with wisdom, and wisdom must be coupled with knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, both of them we have given them these two attributes and qualities of wisdom and knowledge. وَسَخَّرْنَا مَعَ دَاوُودَ الْجِبَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we subjugated with Dawood the mountain. We subjugated the mountain. You know, Dawood alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a beautiful voice, and he was blessed and he was given the Zabur, one of the four main divine scriptures and books that was revealed to Dawood alayhi salam, and that was the Zabur. And he had a melodious and beautiful voice. So whenever he would recite, it was a miracle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with, when he would recite the Zabur in the open, in the wilderness, with this beautiful and powerful voice of his, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make the mountain recite with him. He had a chorus. Imagine what a wonderful scene it might have been, what a wonderful sound it might have created. So he would recite, and behind him the mountains would sort of act as a chorus, humming the tone and humming the words that were recited by Dawood. And not only the mountains. Allah says, وَتَخَّرْنَا مَعَ دَاوُودَ الْجِبَالُ يُسَبِّحْنَ. We subjugated the mountains for Dawood alayhi salam, and they would make the tasbih. They would glorify Allah as he would recite the Zabur. وَالطَّيْرَ. And even the birds would come in the presence of Dawood alayhi salam when he would recite the Zabur, and they too would engage in the recitation and create this type of a chorus so that he may express and recite the beautiful verses of the Zabur. Allah says, وَكُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ, and we are the ones who did it. In other words, it was a miracle that we had allowed Dawood alayhi salam to enjoy. May Allah grant us the understanding.